Hi, this is Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com, and I am here with my friend, Mistress Scarlett from TheScarlettMistress.com. Scarlett, I'm so excited. Can you friggin' believe that we are actually asking people to send us dick pics?
No. No, I never thought I would be asking for dick pics. This seems like the opposite, but now I'm super in.
Men get in so much trouble sending dick pics to random women. And I'm like, dude, send them to a professional. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why we're here for. Mm-hmm. We provide a valuable social service, I think.
Yeah, it really is a social service if you think about it. I mean, honesty is needed. We don't have, you know, a romantic relationship with this person. So we can be honest. I don't mind hurting some feelings.
Maybe it hurts his feelings, but maybe also it's something that he can improve on. Mm. So, for example, if you say, I think you would look a whole lot better if you have just a little stubble, or if your balls were clean shaven, or if you did this, or if you did that, right? There are some things that a man can do to improve his dick pic, even if it's just, we don't recommend that you take a picture of your dick with your underwear pulled down to your knees and you're just hanging down. That's visually just not attractive. Get it in a frame. Like, put a potted plant behind it or something. Like,
I'm feeling like there might be a little lesson in this. How to pose your dick 101, right? Because, right. Like, we know, you and I know, we all know how to take the perfect pictures, right? But men don't know. So maybe we could help some of them out.
You know what? You and I should totally team up for an audio How to Pose Your Dick 101.
I love it.
Penis posing techniques.
If you can't, there's literally nothing. We know this. It's a fact. You can't do anything about the size of your dick, but you can make it look a little better. You know, we can maybe help with some angling and, like you said, maybe some grooming tips. And, you know, should the dick be hard? Should it be soft? Should you, you know, never take a picture from this angle? Just do not do it. Like, I think we have a lot to offer.
I love this. You know what? Every single time I talk to you, you and I come up with the best ideas. I mean, we really do.
I think it's that great minds think alike thing, or maybe it's great mistresses think alike.
Or naughty fucking pervy freaks think alike. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I'm referring to both of us. I fly the freak flag. It's up there. Hello.
I'm fine flying the freak flag as long as it's like silk and has a beautiful cock on it.
Oh, yes. Yes. So size is definitely part of it, but for the aesthetics of a penis, we're talking about just how it looks, not how it's going to feel, right?
Right.
What makes a really good looking cock for you?
For me. Okay. I like an enthusiastic cock. And I know that's not exactly an adjective that physically describes a cock, but I do. I want to see it being eager. I want to see it being excited. And that doesn't necessarily mean on the verge of orgasm. It just means that it's reacting to the thought of me looking at it. So I want it to be really on display. I want to be able to see the whole thing. That's the kind of dick pic that I appreciate, is one that you can tell the person took the time. They didn't just, you know, yank their boxers out and snap a quick picture. Nobody wants that. Put some effort into it. Be enthusiastic about it. You should be excited to show any of us your dick.
That's perfect. On Tuesdays, Two Mistress Tuesdays for our anniversary month, the month of November 2021, you get two mistresses for the price of one for the first 10 minutes of your call. Now, the reason why dick pics are going to be dick pic Tuesdays. Now, the guy can call any day he wants to call for solo or double or whatever for dick reviews. But the good thing about Two Mistress Tuesday is that everybody has a different point of view or a take. Scarlett, you're the first person that talked about an enthusiastic dick.
See, we're all different. We all are looking at different things. So I think what I hear you saying is maybe they should get reviewed by more than just one or two.
Here's my thought. They should do a two mistress pass the penis.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be fabulous? Two mistresses, 10 minutes each, and two, 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 two. You have eight women's point of view, all different, because we're all different, on, you know, your dick, how it looks.
Love it.
How you should pose it, what you should do. I mean, God knows we are nothing if not helpful.
Oh, yes. I mean, I look at this as just another way to control cocks, right? I mean, hearing us give our honest opinions, suggestions, and advice is really just more cock control, and it's fun. So I think it's just another way for us to, for us to enjoy dicks.
Are you surprised at how many dicks you see?
Never.
Do you ever talk to your vanilla friends and, you know, you kind of forget what you do and you look at them and say, oh my God, well, I've seen so many dicks, blah, 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 blah. And I saw this. And then you realize, oh, I'm not talking to someone in the fetish scene or one of my fellow mistresses. This is just Susie Suburban, who's in my yoga class. And you're like, oh. Do you ever do that, or is it just me?
It's not just you. You're not alone. I will tell you, just recently, I was having cocktails, and the girl I was with had met somebody on Tinder or something. Anyway, he had sent her an unsolicited dick pic. So if you send, now guys, you need to listen to me. If you send an unsolicited dick pic, you're giving permission for her to show that to anyone she wants to. And while we were sitting at that bar, she showed it to me, and I laughed so hard because I said, even I have never seen one that small.
Oh my God.
I know. I know. And I thought, this is the pic you decided to send. Now, had he come here first, maybe it would have been a different result. But unfortunately, the unsolicited little dick got some SPH without even trying.
I think sometimes guys send dick pics in order to get free SPH. Small penis humiliation.
Yep. I think so too.
Honestly, guys, that just kind of pisses us off. I get them in my DMs on Twitter all the time. Ah, oh, mistress, what do you think of this? And I'm like, I didn't fucking ask you to send it to me, dirtbag, block.
Yeah. And I think that they think, and I want to address this, and I'm sorry, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you just reminded me, sometimes, and it's not very often because most of the guys that we talk to know by now that it's just rude, but, and they would never do that because it's disrespectful. But I think that they really think that if they send it to us, that it automatically opens in our email or in our private message and we just see it. That's not at all true. We have to choose to look at it. So send us the picture, but we don't have to look at it. Don't feel like you're flashing us. Please, please. We have to choose to look at it. So in this program, you'll send us the pics and then we will look at them while we're in the session, which I think is the best part because then it's a total surprise.
And we get to hear his reaction. You know, for example, I love veiny penises, you know, that big throbbing vein that just, you know, and you just kind of, and it's, kind of, that's enthusiasm. light, that pulsing vein, that is total enthusiasm right there.
That is.
And if I'm with someone who says, you know, I'm not into the veiny penis. Mm. Well, then he's got two points of view, mm-hmm. right?
Totally. Totally. I don't know if I love a veiny penis.
Really?
I know. See, this is how we all find out. I kind of like a smooth penis. I kind of like a smooth penis, but you know what I really like? This is what I get enthusiastic about. I love that helmet ridge around the head. I love it when there's like a really big ridge, because I personally have a very sensitive G-spot, and I know that just does a little something for me personally. So I always kind of stare at that when someone has a big one. And it doesn't matter what size dick you have. You can still have it with any size. So anyway, that just goes to show that you don't know. You don't know what we think about your dick. We all have different opinions.
Do you want to hear what we think about your dick? We know you do. Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia. Ask for Scarlett. Or, you with the helmet heads. Ask for both of us together. Now, start stroking, lube up, wipe your hands, and dial 1-800-601-7259 and get connected to the Dick Review Team.